Joining us in studio this morning is Colorado Springs Police Chief Pete Carey. I can talk this morning, Chief. I think I'm overwired on coffee at this point. How are you?
Hi, Renee. Good to see you.
Are you guys ready for the holidays?
Well, it's a week away, like you just said. I'm going to start getting serious about getting some shopping done in the next 5 or 6 days. I wait till the bitter end.
And, do you really?
But I think we're in good shape.
That's fantastic. And we do have a lot to talk about this morning, Chief. And I did want to talk about yesterday. It was a very difficult situation on the south part of the Springs. It was a standoff situation with a woman who was clearly in need. And, of course, the Colorado Springs Police Department was called in to help her. And how do they look at this when they approach that? They know she's in need, but it's also a very dangerous situation.
Yeah, and it is a tense situation, and we got to do everything we can to make a person who's in crisis, who, like you said, is in need, but we also have a big responsibility for everybody in that area to be safe, too. So, you know, as we were talking before we got on mic, you know, it's a matter of containing this situation and making sure that person stays in that area and kind of isolating him or her and then just negotiating. I'm so proud of our tactical teams and the patience they show in these kinds of situations to make sure everybody goes home safely after that. And I was listening on the radio, and that was a tough one yesterday.
Yeah, but she is safe now, and everybody's safe,
right,
and getting the help she needs.
Yeah, there's just a lot of moving parts yesterday. Clearly someone that was in need. There was a fire danger, mm-hmm, and things like that. But I think the fire department, police department, our negotiators worked really, really well, and it was a good outcome as far as I was concerned.
Now let's move to other top topics, and we talk about this a lot of times when you're here, Chief. Traffic fatalities, another traffic fatality in our area.
Yes, and knock on wood, December has slowed down quite a bit, but tragically the number is 48 for the year, and 13 of those are pedestrians too. And kind of what I'm seeing as a theme in the last year is, as it relates to our pedestrians, for the most part, the pedestrian is the person at fault. In other words, they're in the street where they shouldn't be, or at a place where they can't be seen and things like that. So it's been a really, really difficult year. 48 people have lost their lives.
Well, and now the state is even looking at us going, what is happening?
Yep. El Paso County, unfortunately, leads the state and counties that have fatalities. And we're only behind Denver, Colorado. I believe they've marked 43 traffic fatalities. Mm. 48 were right behind them. So really, really difficult numbers this year.
Could we see some changes, you think, like as far as enforcement next year? I mean, we all obviously, I'm not saying the Colorado Springs Police Department does not enforce traffic, but increase in traffic enforcement.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, and my command staff have been talking about that with their troops in the next year. People that aren't paying attention, that are going too fast, we're gonna be issuing more tickets next year. And of course, we're also rolling out kind of a controversial project, traffic enforcement through photo red light cameras. And we got to get people to slow down. Academy Boulevard was particularly bad last year. 13 people lost their lives just on Academy Boulevard.
Well, and I'm surprised, Chief, and I think we have touched on, apparently people don't think they have to stop for a turn on red.
Yeah.
I watch it all the time, and they just roll right through. I'm like, wait, what's happening right
yellow,
now?
Yellow in some folks' minds means speed up. And,
yeah.
And again, that's the issue. And, we talk about distracted driving. We talk about DUIs and things like that. But I think the number one causation of a lot of people getting hurt and killed is going so fast. So by the time you're close to an intersection, if you're going 10 or 15 or 20 above, you can't slow down anyway. So you figure you're going to go through it. And then some people slow down and there's rear end accidents. So
right,
it's a mess right now. And we're gonna be turning the heat up.
Now, we also need to touch on homicides. And correct me if I'm wrong, Chief, but has this been a very high year for homicides in the Springs area?
It has. It has been. 36 is the number of homicides that have occurred in Colorado Springs this year. And compared to last year at this time, it was 31. So another particularly bloody year, unfortunately. And each one is such a tragedy.
Yeah. And are we seeing, is there, I'm sure everybody looks at data and anything in particular that we're seeing that is leading to these?
You know, Renee, and I don't have any information that shows a specific trend, like gang crime or,
right.
I remember 5 or 6 years ago, it was a horrible year for child abuses that ended up in fatality. So I don't see anything that indicates that there's a particular group of things. You know, there's such a prevalence, it seems like, in the American society anymore to resort to gun violence. As a result of domestic violence and things like that. So, but no specific area that I can put my finger on and say this is what's causing half of them.
Well, let's also talk about, before we have to take a quick break, Chief, and then we will come back, but also we've been seeing, I'm sure, a record number of vehicles being stolen, especially this time of year. Yep. I don't know if it's a record number, but I mean, puffing. Puffing is the big thing. I see it all the time.
Right. And we're not talking about marijuana puffing.
No, we're not talking about marijuana.
Got it. Yeah. So puffer vehicles and people that go and warm their car up and go back inside. On the way over this morning, we were sending officers to a car in the driveway that was no longer in the driveway because someone wanted to jump into a warm car. Year to date, 153 cars were taken as a result of people leaving them unattended and warming up. And yeah, honestly, that is a ticketable offense. So
I was going to say, I think people don't think like they can get a ticket for that.
Absolutely, and you can, and it's a very difficult call to your insurance company, I can tell you that. So don't leave your car unattended puffing, and by that, the exhaust comes puffing out and smoke on a cold day. The bad guys see it, the bandits see it, and they stop, and they steal your car.
Well, and the sad thing, we've even had incidents, Chief, where there have been children or pets that are left in these vehicles that are puffing.
Unbelievable, and thankfully, in our community, when the person has stolen the car, they've noticed the child probably after they stole the car, and then they dropped the car off. But still, it's a matter of moments until we can figure out who's got the car, where the kid is the kid safe, and all that. Right. So it's happened a couple times recently.
Okay, we do have to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Chief Carey. We're going to talk about some holiday safety tips. Also, an interim chief has been named by Mayor Southers. We'll talk about that with Colorado Springs Police Chief Pete Carey when we come back. Colorado Springs Police Chief Pete Carey is here. And Chief, we still have a lot to cover before we have to let you go. And then we will get our pet of the week from Paws for Life this morning. But let's talk about some holiday safety tips. Moving into the holiday season, we know lots of family stuff going on and out shopping.
Yep. And there's just a lot of people that are scam artists and they're looking to take advantage. So I guess my words of advice is don't make it easy on people. Understand your surroundings. You know, if you can do things in the daytime as opposed to the nighttime, those kinds of deals. Watch where you park. Watch people that you don't know that are kind of hanging around areas where you're getting out of your car, all those things. I can't tell you how many hundreds of times this year where people lost packages from their front seat that they should have put them out of view in the trunk of their car.
Right.
Things like that, kind of common sense things.
And that also kind of leads to our next topic, porch pirates. It is just a trend, isn't it? But we've also had the police department has had success in finding some of these porch pirates with the help of a doorbell, right?
We have. And I tell you what, I won't say the name of the brand, but one of the best things I've done in my home besides motion activated lights is getting a doorbell that actually lets you know who's there before you answer the door.
And a camera.
And filming it for later on. It is unbelievably promotes more safety at your home.
And I think recently, even last week, wasn't it, Springs Police nabbed a,
yep, we
a
got
porch
a,
pirate.
We got a handful. And isn't it terrible that we have a name for certain things like that, porch pirates. And it's kind of a cool name. I wish it was something that wasn't such a cool name. But these porch pirates have hit us about 183 times in the city.
Wow.
And that is way, way too much. So they're following UPS trucks and FedEx trucks like that. So being vigilant in your neighborhood and watching who's coming and going is huge. It's a big deal. But we gotta pay attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, before we have to let you go, Chief, we know you're retiring in just a little bit over a month. It's hard to believe.
Oh, yes.
And Mayor Southers has named an interim chief, Deputy Chief Niske.
Yeah, and Vince Niske and I go way back. He's a 30-year-plus police officer. We've spent time together in narcotics and the patrol divisions and lots of specialized units. He is a sharp guy, and he's going to keep the wheels on the bus for the next month or two and see what happens over the long haul. But I'm a good man.
That's great. And Chief, thank you so much. And we will, happy holidays to you and your family, everybody at the Colorado Springs Police Department. And we will talk with you next month.
Thank you, Renee. And I hope everybody here is safe and you have a good 2019.
Yeah, thank you. You too.